Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. I like to start the top of the segment with some good, strong words. Few, but strong. And this is coming from Virginia Woolf. No need to hurry. No need to sparkle. No need to be anybody but one's self. Good words. And this is coming from her book, A Room of One's Own. Now, this is episode 43. And here is some buzzing, hip, fun, striking words that are trending these days. These are trending words to look out for. There are a few trending words that can play a vital role in your health. The way you deal with daily obligations and all of your all-around existence to everything you touch and come in contact with. Now, these buzzing words, these trending words, have some information behind it, but they're buzzing now because they're starting to become very important in our daily routine. The first buzzing word that's coming up is adaptogens and adaptogenics. They are a series of potent plants and herbs to combat all forms of stress. Stress is one of the leading problems that people encounter. Stress leads to all kinds of ailments. Stress leads to all kinds of debilitating abilities. Stress has a way of wreaking havoc in your life if you don't get a handle on it. So these adaptogens and adaptogenics, they are plants and herbs, but they carry some substance in it. These are live or life plants that have an ability to help support physical and emotional stress. Now, the properties in adaptogens create a sort of natural homeostasis, whichever way you want to pronounce it, and balance. Homeostasis and balance is what we need in our life. You need to be balanced. You need to be well-rounded mentally in order to function in everything that we do. And once that balance is there, when the stresses come, it won't even feel as though it's an outright stress. It might just feel like there's challenges, but you won't get the emotional adrenaline going that's on the negative side because it's taking away from you. No, adaptogens and adaptogenics are potent herbs and plants that can use for the body to fight any stresses that you might encounter. Now, the next buzzword that is seem to be popping around these days, it's called Femtech. Now, I'm not, going to get into the Me Too movement. This is just purely information, but this is more geared towards the female population. That's why it's called Femtech. Women are exploding and experimenting and exploring and viewing their overall health. They're making initiatives to find out everything that goes on about them as a woman. It's a new wave of tech that explodes the world with purpose of assisting women in understanding their health and wellness more than ever before. Everything known to this earth to help guide women. This is Femtech. Femtech has a lot to do with just this. They also include countless apps available to inform, suggest, and make aware for the next level in self-care for women. Now, I too have encountered a app that was geared towards women. And let me tell you, I enjoy this app. It was an app that helped me meditate, calm, relax, and rejuvenate the best way that I can in any way that I can. And it was a very good app. And it was a new app that was generated, but it's part of this femtech. And I just enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it. You need to dive into this new femtech research and apps and find one that is right for you. Because they have so many for women of all kinds of thought patterns, physical, that you can create, you can look into and find one that is more geared towards how you feel, how you are as a person. Now that brings me into the next buzzing word. And you have heard about this one already. This is not new, but it's new because it's constantly there. It's constantly trending. It's constantly finding new ways of promoting itself. And that is our mindset and meditation. Now, just like Femtech have these different apps that are geared towards women, and the adaptogens and the adaptogenics are geared towards helping one with their stresses, your mind need to be in a balanced way. It needs to be in a calm atmosphere at any given time. And it's the buzz and big trend here is to get your mind right. And I know you've heard that slogan, that those words before. Get your mind right. And that's the big thing right now. Everything that you need to do to get your mind right. Have a positive mindset. And that's my mantra. I have to tell you, that is my mantra that I have started to say every day. Positive mindset. Have a positive mindset. And that's what I'm doing. Every day I have to think something positive. If I feel any negative vibes, actions, thought patterns are even remotely coming my way, I shut it down, give myself a few minutes, and go back to thinking positive mindset, having a positive mindset, so I can address it, so I can deal with it, attack it, whatever negativity that might be coming. And then my mind will be so much more at ease that I'm able to deal with, just in case if any stresses want to come my way, I can handle it. Besides everything that is taking place or going on in your life, initiating a quiet space and keeping mental stability is not only the only key, but the basis of everything that physically happens to you. Keeping a positive mindset, meditating, meditation, anything that you need to halt, put the brakes on it for a few minutes, and just zone out. They say that sometimes it takes 5 minutes, just 5 minutes of sitting there in complete silence, or 5 minutes in just a calm atmosphere or calm space. Some women find the bathroom very invigorating. They'll go in there and they just take 5 minutes. Men too. Men find that, you know, they may be going through a lot of things as well as women in the male genre. But they can stop and change their mindset and have a more meditative feeling to do things, just like women do. So it's not an either or. Anyone can have a positive mindset and meditating. Have good meditation skills as you go along, that this can help you. And it, like I said, it's taking place of everything that you need to stop what's going on in your life at that time. You need to initiate that space. You need to imitate that space in order to keep your mental stability. And it can combat a lot of things if you start to change the way you think. Now, this is another trending word, and some have heard it and maybe some haven't. It's called nootropics. Nootropics. It's nootropics. Nootropics. And this is another buzzing word, and it's a trending word. Nootropics is the highest, and I mean it's highest on its list of relieving confusion of the brain. And we're talking about brain fog, and the level of stresses. This is under the adaptogens. It's under that same list of potent live herbs and plants. And for some reason, this particular herb have a tendency to slow down the brain fog and slow down any levels of stresses that you might encounter. Plus, nootropics give you an additional boost of energy for mental clarity. It seems like it's zoned in to just the mental capacity, the mental cells, the mental synapses that goes on in your brain. It goes straight to that in order to calm it down, in order for you to feel a little bit more relaxed in order to deal with it you have in front of you. Now, another thing that nootropics can do, for example, it also calms nervous skin. And what I mean about nervous skin and skin issues, pimples, your complexion, rashes on your face and your body, those are connected to your nerves. You could be nervous about something and you find out that the next day you have pimples, bumps, this pops up all over your face because it's connected to the stress levels and the nervous nerve cells that you have going on in your body. Yes. Also, nervous skin is connected to acne. I mean, yes, some of the acne and the pimples that we have, that people have on their face, is contributed to the food that they eat. Greasy food, fried foods, yes. But also, nervous skin and skin issues can bring out acne when you're anxious about something, when you're nervous about something, can bring about acne breakout and pimples. Now, I know for me, I have a nervous skin. Whenever I get aggravated, and I say aggravated, whenever I get aggravated, I notice that I get these little bumps all over my body, and they start to itch. Nervous bumps, I can call them. They start to itch because I'm anxious or aggravated or agitated in some kind of way. So because I know this is what's happening whenever these bumps come out, because I see the triggers, I am going to invest in adaptogenics and adaptogens. And I might even use the nootropics because I need to combat this. I too go through stresses and I'm trying to find ways in order to combat it in every kind of way. Some other examples for nootropics are, it's wound healing. It can heal certain wound issues that you might have. and loss of hydration. You don't lose hydration just in your face. You lose hydration in your body, and your whole system can be dried and feel worn out due to you don't have enough hydration, enough liquid, enough water in your body. Well, these adaptogenics like the nootropics help with just that. It helps to generate more hydration, whereas it might triggers the brain to tell you, drink more water. Take in more liquids. Hydrate yourself. Then also this last and final piece is there are some chronic skin issues that some people may have. And nootropics also help with that. The three that I think everyone have heard about is psoriasis, eczema. And this one is rosacea. It's rosacea, which is a chronic skin condition. And these adaptogens, I'm telling you, they are big and high and popping and trending and buzzing on the health market. And we need people. If you like to look more into it, just pull up adaptogenics and you will find a host of information that will help you. But here you go. These are the new trending, hip-popping, buzzing words that are out there that you need to start hanging on to and see if you can implement any of them in your daily routine. It will help out with a lot of things that you might be going on and you never know. But one thing I do know for a fact is not every adaptogen or adaptogenics is for you. They have a host of them, but some are for your body type. Some you seem to find, gravitate, and it seems to do well with you than others. All of them are good, but some may do far better for you than others. So you might have to play around with them for a week or two. Don't give yourself no more than a week or two to see how each one of these that you might choose, how it makes you feel. But the bottom line is that it needs to give you what you want, which is stress less. Any issues you might have, like I mentioned with the skin issues, to nervous skin, to chronic skin problems. Mindset. Change your mindset. Have a positive mindset. Meditate. That also helps with some of the things that we might go through physiologically and mentally. It helps them. It would help you and help those issues. And then if you really want, for all of my tech savvy people, you have Femtech. Go and look up Femtech, and so much apps will come out, so much information in the technological and scientific world that are on the natural scale of things that can help you as a woman combat, you know, address, assist, and just be available for information that you just need. Go for it. All of this is for my listeners to become more advanced in information. That's what I'm supplying to you. And I'm supplying it to you in a natural sense. But they are trending and they are going to keep coming, and I'm going to keep bringing it to you. So there you go. To all my listeners, just check it out. And when you do, hit me up on my podcast and let me know how you feel or how you view these things. And if you have tried them, let me know what it has done for you. Because I want to be informed just like you want to be informed. So until then, this is Natural Times telling you, have a natural day. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.